If I Were the Devil. Written by Paul Harvey. Narrated by David B. Kelly. I say this quite often and I'll say it again. If we want to find answers to today's problems, then one only needs to look in the past. If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to indulge the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. But I wouldn't be happy until I seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert churches first. I'd begin with campaigns of whisper, with the wisdom of a serpent. I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good, and what's good is square. And the ode, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors on how to make lurid lecture exciting so that anything else will appear dull and uninteresting. I threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I peddle narcotics to whom I could. I sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in his turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine your intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild, until before you knew it, you'd have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own church, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbols of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I would take from those who have and give to those who want it until I have killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what do you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, and moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus, I could undress you in public and lure you into bed with diseases for which there's no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I would just keep on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey, good day. I hope you enjoyed the reading of If I Were the Devil, written by Paul Harvey, and narrated by David B. Kelly of DBK Studios, LLC.